These images of destruction are not solely the work of the Israeli authorities. With a little help from UK weapons and components, havoc has been wreaked on the people of Gaza over the summer. Now the non-profit organisation, Campaign Against Arms Trade, is attempting to hold the UK government to account. It's seeking a judicial review to challenge the decision to continue the export of arms to Israel, despite the government's own review identifying 12 licences that could have been used in Gaza.
This is yet another example of the UK government doing everything in its power to promote and facilitate arms sales, despite terrible ramifications for human rights. Arms sales don't just provide military support to the recipient, they imply a strong level of political support too.
Since 2010, the UK government has issued £42 million worth of military license to Israel. This includes things for targeting systems in drones, in military aircrafts, and in tanks. This equipment, campaigners argue, would have most certainly have been used on the people of Gaza, causing death and devastation. The government had previously said that the 12 licenses would be reviewed at the resumption of significant hostilities. Campaigners say this isn't enough and welcomes the legal intervention.
There is a risk that the weapons will be used against a civilian population, and there will be crimes against war crimes and even crimes against humanity. This is a question that the moral dilemma the government finds itself in, because Israel has a history of exceeding the bounds of international law.
Britain insists it has one of the world's strictest arms export control system. The people of Gaza would disagree. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.